3, public comment, we didn't have any. Item number 4, superintendent's report, Mr. Petty.
Did y'all want to say anything? Mr. Chair, I know they had talked to me, but do y'all want to say anything to the board?
I mean, I want to address one of the issues out there too, which you say you're going to try to resolve that second one, but the issue that I want to address is this child in hospital.
Okay, you want to talk to me afterwards about that? Okay, sounds good, we'll do that.
All right, moving right along, superintendent's report, Mr. Petty.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Two pager today, sorry, it's a little longer. AC issue's been resolved here at the county office. It's now freezing up here, so we're not complaining. Notice I put that in there, we are not complaining. It's been very nice having that. We're still looking at, waiting on being able to split that up and save money in the long run if we get some individual units, but for right now, we're in good shape. Very proud of our reaccreditation from Cognia. Again, this gives our schools much welcome credibility from a third party, independent third party, that does this. They do PAC, they do colleges, they do school districts, so very pleased with that. I'm going to send out a press release tomorrow. I put a copy of that there with your stuff. You'll see that. That'll go out on Parent Square, the paper, and social media tomorrow. Very proud of that. Veterans Day plans for schools. We met with our principals at our October principal meeting, and so this is, then we had our principal meeting yesterday. Toler will be doing a lunch for veterans on Thursday, November the 10th, down at Toler, and then when that's over, later that day at 2 p.m., the high school will be doing a Veterans Day program at the football field. And so Hosford, they'll be honoring veterans on November the 18th. And then November 11th, obviously, is Veterans Day. That's a Friday, and so there will be no school that day. Would love for you to come out to any and all of those events. If you want to come eat lunch with us and with them, we would be honored to have you. High school volleyball team, ranked number 1 in the state. Very proud of Coach Sewell, Coach Taunton, for their investment in our girls. We have a huge game tomorrow night against Sneeds up there. And we've swept Bluntstown. We're looking for a season sweep over Sneeds. That'll be a big thing. If we're going to make the Final Four, and the road goes through Sneeds, you got to beat Sneeds. And Bluntstown, you got to beat both of them. Number 5, Mandy has submitted. Yesterday we talked, there's a transportation grant. It's a non-competitive grant. Looks like we are going to be able to squeeze out a van for that. Robert Manspeaker is the state director of transportation for DOE. I don't know if any of y'all knew that. Yep. So she's been talking to Robert, so he's helping us on that. So we hopefully get that van for one of our K-8 schools. $15 an hour for anybody making less than that kicked in October 1st. I want to thank Melanie and her staff for the extra salary schedule. They had to make 2 salary schedules for that, and they were able to just do that. A lot of figuring went into that. I've shared with you before, it's about $250,000 impact, recurring cost. We can talk about compression and how to deal with some of that other as we get some more money coming in. But right now, we needed to meet that financial obligation, and we're going to be able to do that. Number 7, Sean Rebel, Bob Parrish, they have the pole barn company up the road. They're donating a lean-to pole barn for the Liberty County High School practice football field. This will serve as a permanent cooling station. Statute requires that you have cooling stations at football practice. And down at Toler, they have the little pole barn out there by the football field. They've been using tents. They need something more permanent. But this will also serve as a cooling station with some storage out there for tackling dummies and different things out there. We're trying to figure out the best way to run power there. We've got a 200-amp service at the field house and a 100-amp service at the old shed. But both of those are full, and we're going to try to run 200-amp out there while we're running it. Just in case you ever build onto it or added onto it, you got plenty of power there. We don't have to redo that. We can cover the cost of the wire to wire it. The Bulldog Club is wanting to do the concrete, so they'll pay for the concrete. So that's a really great donation for them to pay for it. That'll be a few thousand dollars, so we're excited. I think it's a 23x40 lean-to pole barn. Half-cent sales tax, November. Political Action Committee's been placing flyers and signs in the community. They'll be doing that again Friday night at the ball game. They've been advertised on Facebook. There's a Facebook page. This, again, could provide about $200,000 for our schools for renovation, construction, computers, and stuff. and appreciate Jackson doing our workshop last month, or helping us make sure, letting us know what we could do and what we could not do. Liberty County has a home football game Friday night. This was not originally on the schedule. We played Pike Liberal Arts School at 7, and so we will have an extra home game this year. I'm very tickled about that. Hostard School, Panhandle Conference Volleyball Champions. Toler came in second, but boy, they played tough. It could have went either way. Obviously, the best middle school volleyball programs in the state of Florida is right here in Liberty County, so we're excited about that. And it's also number one in high school. We're excited. We have another CDE interested in New Market Tax Credit funding. That makes two now. I talked with Eric Davis yesterday. I've actually talked with him today, sent him all the relative information that he's requested for that. So he continues to encourage me and say the same thing he said before, that we will, receive funding before it starts going out in November. October 17th, this may have slipped up on a few people. No school for students. This is a planned professional development day for staff, so that'll be next Monday. Number 13, our November monthly school board meeting will be combined with the required organizational meeting. Y'all know that we always have our organizational meeting. We're pick chair, vice chair, and bank, and all that stuff, and time. It is during fall break, and I apologize for that, but you got to do it 2 weeks after the general election. So that'll be on Tuesday, the 22nd at 5:30. What we would ask, and I put this on here, I hope we're in agreement. If not, we can back up punt. It's just to do our November meeting during that meeting, so we just have one meeting in the month of November. Is that
fine?
Is that okay with everybody? If not, we can change it, but I was just thinking that'd be one meeting we don't have to do. Number 14, the FADS conference that y'all approved for me to go to last month, obviously was canceled during because of the hurricane that came through that very week. We would have been in Orlando. That was where it was going to be. So obviously, Senator Montford made the decision not to do it, and I'm glad that he did. Praying for all those. Just one particular county, DeSoto County. Bobby Bennett, superintendent down there. If y'all have any your school board member friends from DeSoto, they're really hurting. DeSoto's and they're like us. They're poor and rural, and their one high school just got decimated. So. They're struggling. We'll keep them in our prayers. The next conference will be in end of November, coming in December, and that's a joint conference with FADS and FSBA, which is what y'all are a part of, Florida School Board Association. If you would like to go, there's different parts of that. You can go for one day, one training, 2 days, or all of it. If that's something, and I'm going to assume y'all got some guidance on that, or maybe some emails. If you didn't, I can direct you to that. If that's something you want to do, let me or Renee know, and we'll make sure we get you signed up, get your registration, and we'll approve those expenses at that November board meeting, if that's okay with y'all. 16, this was an issue that came up at the last board meeting. Any district employee that uses a personal vehicle when a district vehicle is not available is eligible to receive reimbursement for mileage. Not a new rule. We've been doing that for years. I am shopping for a reliable pickup truck for here. The truck that was here obviously went to the high school and so we are down a truck, a vehicle here putting yard debris, garbage, just general stuff around here. I'm very confident. I've got a couple I'm looking at that, probably cost us a couple $1,000 that will do the trick. So I reached out to the county first, see if they had any surplus, and they told me they loved us too much to to send us any, something that they had. They wouldn't run real well. But anyway, Lord's willing, we'll have some in the next few weeks to have here for Jerome to drive. Thanksgiving lunches at the schools. This is always a good thing. They do some fabulous Thanksgiving lunches. These are the dates. November 15th to be at the high school. Possibly going to do something here. Renee sent out an email today. We'll see if that was, if they already wanted to kind of do that and kind of the size and scope of what they wanted to do. Hostard on the 16th and Toler on the 17th. So if you want to come eat Thanksgiving lunch with us, we'd love to have you. And lastly, just thank you for your input, your advice, your visits, and help the schools and the community. Y'all do so much. We had a big fish fry Friday helping raise money for the girls' Hosford basketball uniforms. And I know many of y'all were there to help cook, catch, clean, do all that stuff. And so thank y'all for doing that. Y'all are always help in some kind of place, and I appreciate your presence in our schools. Please, you know, feel free anytime to go by and visit, and let them know you're there to help. And if you, obviously, you see things that I don't see, then let me know, because more eyes is better. Any questions?
I'll move right along to item 7, approved minutes. Item 5, addition correction to the agenda. I got ahead of myself. Item A, need a motion to approve adding emergency item 10A and B. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion Jody, have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to delete action item 9S. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to correction to action item 9P. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 6, approval agenda. Need a motion to approve agenda for October 11th, 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item 7, approved minutes. Approved September 9th, 2022 public budget hearing and regular meeting minutes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve September 21st, 2022 executive session minutes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item 8, consent item. Need a motion to approve the following report and transaction. Principal report for September 2022, financial statement for September 22, budget, we didn't have any budget amendments, and bills and payrolls for September 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve October 11th, 2022 personnel consent table. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
No.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve October 2022 out of field teachers. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
No.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D, need a motion to approve October 2022 updated sublist. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second?
Second,
Mr. Singletary, any discussion?
On these, we talked about them before, but are we starting to narrow that list on down of the ones that we call and they never come in or on the sublist?
That'd be a principal question. Are y'all having something?
Yeah.
Y'all know who to call, who not to call?
Yes.
Y'all don't call them, but they're still on the list, right?
Well, I know it started every year. But during the year that all on and off, depending on what's happening.
Yeah, but I see the same list. It's like an addition. And I know some of them you call 7-8 times and, you know, they're never available or can't do it. I just wonder if we're wasting people's time calling them, you know, after 5 times.
They know who's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's my understanding that if they don't work after a year, that they
we can purge them.
Yeah.
Okay.
For 1 year.
And
after a year, we can purge them all.
If they're not active, we can purge them all after a year. So that list does get, over the years, it gets very long.
It appears that we have a lot of subs to the eye, but we really don't have a lot of active subs. So, right. I mean, so, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item E, need a motion to approve 2022-23 updated salary schedule. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Actions item, item A, need a motion to approve school board member and superintendent salary for 22-23 fiscal year pursuant to the salary formula in chapter 145 Florida statute. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve revised travel expenditure in the amount of $1,274 for Stacy Fant, food service supervisor, and Renee O'Brien, executive secretary to superintendent to attend the Florida School Nutritious Association annual conference and expo to be held in Jacksonville, Florida, October the 20th through the 22, in 22. Changes are highlighted. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item C. Need a motion to approve travel expenditure in the amount of $622.39 for Ricky Sansom, safety and security specialist, to attend the 2022 school safety specialist and mental health coordinators convening to be held on Tuesday, October the 18th, 2022 in Seminole, Florida. Hotel and travel reimbursement to participants from FDOE. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D, need a motion to approve out-of-state transportation of Liberty County High School FFA students to attend the 2022 Sun Belt Ag Expo in Moultrie, Georgia on Wednesday, October the 19th, 2022. This is a one-day trip. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Jody, any discussion?
Mr. Chair,
yes,
question.
Ma'am.
More questions for final. Do we have a bus that's going to take them up? Well, how's the transportation working out?
We do a bus.
We do a bus.
We got a bus, two buses. One will get back early. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item E, need a motion to approve drop request of Jenny Griffin, Administrator Technology, effective November 1st, 22, with final retirement termination date to be effective no later than October 31st, 2027. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item F, need a motion to approve drop request of Brenda Green, guidance counselor, effective October 1st, 2022, with final retirement termination date to be effective no later than September 30th, 2027. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item G, need a motion to approve suspension without pay of Ashley Ernest, custodian at Toler School, beginning September the 29th, 22. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item H, need a motion to approve terminating the employment of Ashley Ernest, custodian at Toler School. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item I, need a motion to approve disposition of property. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Next item J, need a motion to approve IDEA Part B, preschool entitlement FDOE, project award notification for program period of the 7th, the 1st of 22 through the 6th, 30th of 23. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item K, need a motion to approve IDEA Part B, K-12 entitlement FDOE, project award notification for a program period of 7th, the 1st, 22 through the 6th, 30th, the 23. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, L, need a motion to approve adult education and family literacy, adult general education continuation project award notification of program period of 7th to 1st to 22 through the 6th, 30th to 23. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, M, need a motion to approve Title I, Part A, improving the academic achievement of the disadvantaged project awarded notification for program period of 7th, 1st, 22 through the 6th, 30th to 23. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morse, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, N, need a motion to approve instructional materials, ARP, ESSER, project award notification for program period of the 9th to 2nd of 22 through the 9th to 30th of 24. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, O, need a motion to approve recommendation of Holly Schuler, effective July the 1st, 22 through June the 30th of 23, supplement paid from IDEA Part B K-12 grant for our other support personnel to provide clerical support for the director of ESE to complete duties such as grant management assistant, billing and invoices, contract management, and purchase orders related to ESE. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morse, second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, P, need a motion to approve 22-23 contract with corrections for educational services between the Liberty County School Board and Twin Oaks Juvenile Department Incorporated, effective July the 1st, 2022 through June the 30th of 2023. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second,
Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, Q. Need a motion to approve school improvement plans for Hosford Elementary and Junior High School, Liberty County High School, and W.R. Toler K-8 School for 22-23 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, R, need a motion to approve uniform statewide assessment calendar for 22-23 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morse, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item S, we need a motion to approve 5-year work plan. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
No, it's deleted.
Deleted.
Yeah, it's got recommendation. All right. Moving on to emergency items. Item 10, A, need a motion to approve bank account 16103-16001, signature authorization, request removing Jason White. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
No.
Any opposed? Motion passed. Next is item B, need a motion to approve Xerox lease proposed agreement. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second,
Mr. Morse. Any discussion?
That's pretty cheap, I can tell you. Yeah. That's about as cheap as it comes to get that. I don't know how we got that deal, but that's pretty cheap.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is I need a motion to approve Xerox lease proposal agreement for Hosford Elementary and Junior High School, effective the 10th, the 6th, to 22. Have a motion?
We just did that.
11A. Need a motion to approve second reading of policy manual special updates. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Board member concerns. Mr. Flowers?
A couple of things. Ken, Kyle, this probably don't need to happen right away.
Okay.
But I would like to be able, I had
a couple of community members asked me about being able to go out and eat at the lunchroom at the high school, just to see what kind of food and stuff they serve and have available out there. I told him, I said, I'll talk to them. We can probably set it up someday. You can go out there and see the types of food we have.
Yeah.
And what brought this up, I guess, is so many kids, parents having to bring the kids lunch out there because they say we ain't got good food. We got pretty good food out there.
Thank you.
So maybe one day on down the road a little bit.
Absolutely.
We could set something up and maybe.
They just come in and go through Raptor like we do, and we'll
walk
them down there and let them.
You know, certain, maybe a certain time, first.
Only way the K-8s.
High school got a lot more choices, a la carte items.
Yeah.
And that's fries.
And that's where, and you know, we may need to know upfront what the price is going to be so we can tell these folks, hey, it's going to cost you.
Right.
$5, $8.
Right.
Just so they, because they don't really know, they hear what kids say.
Right.
I said, y'all need, let me see if I can set a day up where we can go out there and walk through and see what choices they got.
Last summer we had the tasting. Buffalo chicken pizza.
Yeah.
There were only so many people invited those. Certain people invited.
Yeah.
I was saying those are the type of items. And I'll tell you, those are the type of items they have about every day. Chicken fingers, fries. Right.
They have salads out there too. I'm kind of impressed with it. I wish they had them back in the day when I went to school. So that was one thing I wanted to, maybe we could work toward it. And the football shed out there, the football field that's being donated to us. In your comments, you said that the Bulldog Club was on wire.
The inside of it.
Where are we talking about putting the shed?
On the south end of the practice field.
Now, if we put it there, we're going to have to run underground power to it.
Correct.
How much is that going to cost us?
Got a quote from City Electric, about
$2,100.
$2,100. 500 foot of 40-40-20.
Where is that going to come from?
Well, that's the part we haven't resolved yet.
The new field house or what?
We're trying to do it from where you got to put, somewhere there. But the problem is right now the 200-amp service at the at the existing field house, you got 100 amp at that little shed. All that 200 amp's full, so you got to figure out another way to get a service, a pole or something. And so Kevin met with Florida Power last Monday, and they're supposed to be giving us some prices. We've talked about a couple things. Could it run something down the fence line? Put a service there. It'd be a lot cheaper to run it underground from there if they'd run down that. I don't know if the neighbors want to see a line. We're just trying to figure out every kind of way to do it.
That 2100 is that's just wire.
Just the wire.
That's not the labor.
Right. That's just for the wire.
And the conduit.
Conduit. We looked up conduit. It's got to be a conduit. If they run a 2-inch conduit, that's what it's going to take. It's going to be another $2,800 for conduit. Then we got to rent a trencher. Then we got to put the labor up and get it run down to where they want it. Actually, the engineer, I was out there with Kevin because Kevin wanted me to go out there with him. The engineer hadn't got the full price yet, but the Bulldog Club is adamant about putting it at that end of the field. But if we move it back up to close to that old field house up there, which I don't see where it would be a problem, the electrical company said they would hook it up there for free, where it's going to cost us probably around $8,000 to do it another way.
And that's my thinking. Move it back up to the other end. What's the
reason they want it on the south end is where we can share it for the softball,
share it for
baseball,
the softball field, baseball field.
And that's a one-time expense.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking out loud.
The other thing is the cooling station. That's a big deal.
That has to be for all.
If you got to go from the field, walk around, and get way back up there, you kind of defeat your purpose. They want a cooling station at the place.
Well, I mean, it would be at the practice field. If the only thing you're doing for the football field, if you move it to where it would be free, it it would suit the same purpose as what it's going to suit the other end of the field. It's the same distance.
For football.
For football. But when you go to talking about baseball and softball and track and all that other, it would probably be good the other way. But like I told Matthew when I spoke with him last week, when these quotes come in, everybody's going to have to sit down and
that's right.
Because right now, they just came to Ms. Petty and said it's going to cost $2,100. $2,100 is only for the wire.
Yeah. Whenever I was discussing with them, doing a little research that I did, it's going to cost more. Over $10,000 probably to
run the wire. There's no decision been made. What I was saying was the wire, the 500 foot of wire in the ground, not counting conduits, is about $2,100.
Yeah.
So we don't have a total cost analysis. We got to figure out how, you know, what they can do, what they can't do, and then we'll make a decision from there.
And the engineer from Florida Public said they would not run it over anybody's land.
Right.
We can't come from the side, come across somebody's yard.
Yeah.
They do that as a practice. They don't do it anymore. So it has to come down our land. It has to be a primary. We cannot run the primary anymore over our property.
Got to be underground.
Above ground, it has to be underground. Right. Only if you run a secondary above ground. So it has to be underground all the way across that parking lot. It's 498 feet from where they want to put it to where the pole is going to be.
I just want to make sure we spend our money wisely.
Sure, absolutely.
On that.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Because if it's going to cost us $10,000 to put it down there and we can move it to this end,
right,
and it costs us nothing, then we need to save that $10,000.
Okay.
Now, if it's going to be used for softball, football, track, and everything else, are they going to be available to use it, or is football going to take it over because it's right there at football and they store and all the
they're going to be the primary.
And that's what I'm saying.
That's right.
If that's going to be the case, let's put it down there where it ain't going to cost us no money to put it.
Gotcha.
That's my thinking.
Okay.
Now, there's four more board members here that probably
think
different.
Can I interject there?
Yeah.
That heat risk assessment stuff, that applies for all sports.
That's fine.
So if you've got all of that heat risk equipment under that shed, and I'm just thinking out loud, and you've got it in that centralized location, if the temperature is a certain degree during baseball or softball, you still have to have that stuff readily available for those kids.
But is it readily available there at where they want to put it versus the softball and baseball and track field? That's not readily available.
Well, you typically don't need it for softball and baseball because because it's cool, it's spring, it's still chilly. Football's your biggest beneficiary.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's only about
I would love for
200
it to be
feet difference between where they want. So you're going to gain 200 feet closer.
200 feet difference.
Yeah, 200 feet closer to the baseball field, the softball field. So you're going to spend $10,000 to $15,000 to gain 200 feet.
Yeah. I mean, it's just something I just brought it because it was discussed with me, and I want us just to look at it, make sure we look at it hard.
Absolutely. We'll do.
So,
no decision's been made.
No. Pretty much just thank everybody else for the job that they're doing. Things rolling right along. That's it for me, dude.
All right, Mayor Jody.
Let me go back to I think that the most important thing is transparency and making sure that our softball coach, our baseball coach, our football coach, our sponsors, our booster clubs are all involved in this. And it's not, you know, a dominant decision on where we go, what we do. I think that is key.
Yeah.
Because we have had turmoil after turmoil with softball, base, one gets favor over this
right.
one. We are working so hard as a board, as an administration, to solve this and try to make this better. So I think the more we talk about it, the more we lay it out on what it is, whether it be the Bulldog Club, whoever. You know, I understand $10,000, but at the end of the day, do you want to be 10 years down the road still suffering because everybody's mad about it?
Right.
I mean, and we've already seen it. It's happened.
Or 10 years down the road, say, I wish we had spent that money.
Thank you.
One time. I know we're broke, but that's a one-time expense.
I just think it's important to let everybody know what's going on.
But I don't think it's something we need to discuss.
Absolutely.
Well, absolutely, I'm sure of that.
We removed the 5-year work plan off of the...
Haven't got it done yet.
Okay.
Still working on it.
Okay, all right. How's the field house coming?
Field house, we got doors now, just slowly but surely. I want to make sure that we got funds for that. Obviously, general fund, I don't think you pull from general fund till we start getting some ad valorem tax revenue next month. So I just want to be careful we don't use it there and we go, oh, we need it here. We need to remain solvent on this end. So right now, we're just kind of in a holding pattern. Still waiting for electrical numbers from Kyle, met with him last week. And so we're just going to kind of take it slowly but surely, but we're definitely working on it.
But we don't have like a timeline on this, you know, like a checklist.
So if we get the half cent sales tax approved, I would love to talk with y'all about some plans I got for going ahead and accessing some money, knowing that money's coming in and trying to do something with it.
Because I get asked, you know, and I'm sure we all.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, when are we going to see that field house open the doors?
My biggest thing is that you got money there. That's what it's for. You won't need it for nothing else, that kind of stuff. And we're real close, but not there.
Okay. On that vehicle, just run it by you. You might want to check with Department of Management Services, state surplus.
Mm-hmm.
I know FWC, you know, they surplus vehicles all the time. So it might be a possibility.
Get
I'm not sure. I think Kevin has checked with them before. It was unsuccessful.
Yeah.
But hey, you just never know. You know, might look up and find something.
Mm-hmm.
And state contracts out there, and they sometimes offer much cheaper prices on vehicles too. So, not going to take a look at that.
Okay, will
do. You good, Mr. Chair? Thank you.
I'm good this afternoon. Mr. Singletary?
Something I should have brought up 2 months ago, but I guess I kept forgetting. I know football season's almost over. I don't know if anybody else notices, but the road going by the north end of the north end zone that comes out of the bus barn from Highway 12. It is black dark after a football game, and there's kids everywhere, people walking to their vehicles. The chamber owns that field where the helipad is, right?
Correct.
Who would we need to contact about getting some security lights put there? Because, I mean, I know y'all have noticed, when you pull out of the parking lot at the gym and going towards the bus barn, you cannot see. I mean, it's black dark. It's dangerous.
It looks like the city.
Calmer.
They
don't even want them there.
They don't.
So in the past, they don't want parking. If you remember 2 years ago, they wouldn't let us park there.
What? We don't park there.
Well,
they don't want lights there either?
I don't want to speak.
Oh, we do. Some people do.
It has started back just a tad in some gradual amounts. Some going over there.
It's so dark, it's dangerous.
But really, I think we can contact the city because that falls under the city about putting some street lights up there, maybe.
Yeah.
Just a couple.
Okay.
It seems to be worse from the gate, like where the ambulance goes in.
Right.
From the gate to the field house.
Okay.
It's black as, I mean, dangerously black.
I can ask.
Thank you. That's all I have. Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes,
Long
sir.
Break.
Mr. Moore?
Well, just a few things. Miss Mandy and Madeline, all y'all. Just want to say appreciate y'all getting all these project awards and everything. We don't get that. We're all in a big hurt and nobody's getting anywhere. And also on the two CDs we have now looking, that's even better. I know it's stretched out, but I looked and come first of year, I looked for Harrington and Fahey. Here we go. And last thing you're talking about is football field house. The talk to press box, did we ever get power up there?
I did not check on that.
Because we need some power up there Friday night, I'm sure.
I'll do that in the morning.
None of that. Thank y'all for all you do. Appreciate it. Appreciate all y'all, all your hard work, and your four students that just shine is amazing. Amazing to score a perfect score on those tests.
That it? I need a motion adjourned.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second, Mr. Morris. Meeting adjourned.